Welcome to the We Are TR podcast. Listen as we talk about what brings us all to this great town. Enjoy.
Hey guys, and welcome to the We Are TR podcast. I'm Brandon, along with Lacey, and today's episode is brought to you by Cope & Crew.
Yeah, I actually had Cope & Crew out to my house right before graduation. They landscaped, put in black mulch everywhere, trimmed everything up. It looked gorgeous, but they can do anything that's rocks, anything outside, rockscaping. What's it called when you have a water problem? You know,
like, I don't know. I'm not a landscaper.
Well, it's like they if you have water standing in your yard, yeah, they can handle it. Like something like French drains. Drainage problems.
See,
yeah.
We know exactly what we're talking about.
I know.
Yeah, check out Cope & Crew on their website and all their socials. So today we are going to do top three drinks.
Oh, man.
What's your top three drinks? I feel like you're going to be boring.
Though. I am boring. Not in life. Water. I am boring in beverages. Water. I am the most boring beverage consumer. You start. Someone else start. I'm too boring.
I'm going to go with sparkling water.
I don't even like sparkling water.
Any of them. Pretty good to me.
All right.
We'll go with black coffee and Sprite.
All right. I'm going to Mary go next.
So we each get three.
You get three.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get three. Well, I'm right with you. Like, sparkling water, but mainly pure. Like, I don't want flavor in my sparkling water.
You just want regular.
Straight up.
Straight sparkling
water. LaCroix pure.
I don't know what's the way that tastes.
LaCroix or is it LaCroix?
I don't know.
LaCroix is my least favorite of the sparkling waters.
Oh my gosh.
They will
never be
sponsored.
You need to give it another shot. Have you tried the pure?
Yeah, I've tried them all before.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
I like the water, Lou.
So number two, gosh, I gotta give a good hot cup of coffee, but not black. I like mine a little creamy.
Yeah, it's better.
And then third, I'm gonna have to go wine on this one. I'm a wine.
Like a red,
like
white,
I'm super pink. I'm like a rosé.
Yeah,
I'm a bougie.
I had some red wine this weekend.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad, but I'm a bougie pink wine person.
Okay, you've given me ideas. I do like water, and I don't like it sparkling, and I don't want lemon in it. I just want water.
Yeah.
Cold is nice, but water.
Just plain water.
Are you ice or no ice?
I don't even care. I used to be always ice. Now I'm like, fine, whatever. I don't want it to be super cold. Sometimes ice leaves a ring on my table and whatever.
I'm not into that.
Hot tea. That's my real favorite. I love hot tea. And
London Fog.
A London Fog. That's right. So good. And I love lemonade.
Lemonade is good, but it makes you more thirsty.
I don't know. I'll even, that's actually one of the only alcoholic drinks I like is lemonade that's like, sometimes
Spiked
community
lemonade.
Tap will do it where it's like a slush lemonade with something in it. I don't know what's in it.
Have you tried Chick-fil-A's lemonade?
Oh, it's, of course.
It is the lemonade.
Honestly, it's fantastic.
I mean, yeah, you do the mixture, the Arnold Palmer.
I've never done
that. See, no, I don't want
that's
my tea.
Yeah.
I don't want my tea to touch my lemonade, but that's my son's favorite.
Same.
Yeah.
In fact, every time we go to a store, he wants to buy one of those Arnold Palmers, which did you know, random, they're always only a dollar.
Really?
Like, that's their thing. Wherever you buy the Arnold, like the one that's like got his face on
like
it.
The 22 ounce?
Yeah, it's always a dollar.
At Chick-fil-A?
No, everywhere. Like if you buy
it at the gas station.
Yeah.
Like the Arizona ones?
Oh, no kidding.
Why
is it only a dollar?
I don't know. That's his thing. It's going to always be a dollar.
Okay.
I mean, I think I'm not making that up. Anyway.
We'll test
it out.
Yeah.
It
doesn't taste very good.
To all you Arnold Palmers out there that love it, no judgment. Go for it.
A little judgment.
You know, today we're here at, is it the Good Market or Wilder or both?
It's the two.
Both?
It's
okay.
The two.
Yeah,
we call ourselves a twofer.
Okay, yeah. Well, introduce yourself. Tell us what you do here. Got a lot of plants.
Sure. So, Mary Dunlap. I am a new business owner at Wilder Plant Shop, which is located inside the Good Market. Jenny Walsh, who is the owner of the Good Market, has been here for almost 2 years, and she, you know, graciously invited me to join her situation here. So I moved in at the beginning of January and brought a ton of life.
Yeah, you have hit the ground running.
Into the shop, life as in plants.
Life is always in your personality. You're a lot of fun.
Maybe so. And the green is here. I will say that. The green is here. And not sure how Jenny feels about all of these large plants taking over her space. But it has been just a joy so far. I've been so incredibly welcomed by the community. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, I think the plant element actually is something that TR is like, we could go on with the metaphor of like breathing life in.
Sure,
but I think it's just been something that's like just a little different, just something bright, something different, something that we don't have in every shop.
It's
been a lot of fun.
It's true. And, you know, I have found that people have come in with a lot of questions. I mean, I do sell a lot of plants, but mostly people come in and they're like, how do I care for my plants at home?
Yeah.
And that has been something I wasn't expecting, is that I have become kind of the community's question mark. Like, hey, what do I do with this plant that I have? It looks like this. Let me send you a picture. Is it in the wrong window? And
that's fun.
I don't mind kind of diagnosing a situation like that. I love talking to people. So that's also been kind of fun, is getting to just know the community of plant lovers.
Yeah.
And we have a lot.
We do.
That'd be good for like, too, you could Instagram, TikTok, stuff like that, just go on and explain things about plants.
Absolutely.
We have a plant tip coming from Mary tomorrow in our Instagram feed. By the time you hear this, it won't be tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it'll be there. You can go find it whenever you,
Exactly. So it's been an adventure for sure, and a really, really positive one.
Yeah. Tell us about how you even, like, why plants?
Yeah. So I grew up with a plant loving mother who was just had the green thumb. I watched her my whole life, buying plants, propagating plants, making them massive, and wondering how in the world is she doing this. Never cared about them very much. And then COVID happened and I was stuck at home with my kids and they were driving me crazy.
And no.
We were e-learning and I really needed an outlet. So the plants that I had that I had cared for were all not doing great. And I just started paying attention to them and trying to get them to come back, and slowly they would, and it would become, larger and bigger. And I became obsessed with making them like their perfect place, their perfect watering schedule, their perfect coloring, all of that. And, from there, my husband and I at home, we have raised garden bed, and we grow a lot of vegetables during the summer months. And so he's really good at plants. And so the two of us just started shifting our focus. We're still doing vegetables in our garden, but we started shifting our focus toward houseplants.
Yeah.
And we came up with this concept of like, wow, what if I had a plant shop? And I told Jenny about it, about the idea of doing a plant shop, and she was like, would you want to come here? And it all happened so quickly, and I was like, yes, I guess, with a question mark, I think so. And so I did, and it has been such a learning experience for me, not just retail, which has been a huge learning experience, but also like being a plant store person, and learning all the nuances that come with that. Apart from that, I love plants. If I walk into a building and there are no plants, I notice it. If I walk into a building and there are plants everywhere, I notice it.
Yeah.
Like, I've always been that way, and it just does something to a space,
It really does.
Like, having plants in a corner, a big, beautiful plant in a corner, you're just like, oh my gosh, look at your plant. And not everybody's that way, but I have found that I am.
Yeah.
So I do have a passion for it, and that is kind of why this.
Yeah. No, it does change the place.
You guys have plants?
I have weeds in my yard.
Do you have any houseplants?
No.
We're gonna have to.
My wife really, really wants to have houseplants. Uh-huh. One of her best friends is like, I guess she's like you, like a plant. I don't know what you call it.
Plant person.
Plant person. There we go.
Plant lady.
There we go. We'll say that. So she wants to like get together and like, have the house with some nice plants.
Sure, sure.
Then I'm afraid my kids would just kill them all. So.
Well, there are different seasons for things, I think. And you are in a season still with a lot of young kids, and your wife is working full time, starting a business. You like it is a hard thing. Like, they are like another
are house plants easier to like keep than like outside plants? Or is there like different?
Well, it's a totally different world. House plants are Typically, the houseplants that I sell, and houseplants in general, putting houseplants in quotations, are tropical plants that have been brought in from tropical areas of the world. Mm. You'll find the majority of these plants in like South America or Central America. And so the reason they are houseplants is because they're inside from the cold weathers that we have here. Yeah. So their natural habitat isn't to be outside. They do like being outside in the summer because we have an amazing humidity situation here for plants. They love the
amazing.
I mean, we don't like we don't like the humidity, but the plants love it. Yes. You know, that really wet air, they love it. And they love that hot you know, sun, and it's just an ideal situation for a houseplant to be here outside in the summer months. But houseplants in general they can be finicky. Because no matter how much we try, we can't really emulate the jungle in South America.
Yeah.
You know, you can, if you're constantly misting your plant and you have it sitting on a heating pad or on a grow light.
Like right.
There are ways to do it, but it's time consuming and costs a lot. They will survive well in the right lighting and the right soil and the right watering. But in general, I think that I get more out of a house plant than an outdoor plant, though.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, yeah, you're around them more, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless you just stay outside all the time.
I have just embraced, I mean, in the past maybe 3 years, I've embraced, maybe it was COVID-y time for me, too, like, embraced having house plants. Yeah. I traditionally, I mean, most of my life, I mean, there was, like, I was very distracted with little kids, and now they're all older. I do love them, and I have quite a few now, but I still am not. Like, I'm impressed that they've lived. We're looking at one, like, it's a money plant, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, my money plant looks like it's like worth a couple cents. Like, it does not look good. But
well,
mostly they're,
I'll take a
look. Okay. Yeah. Mostly they're, I know a lot of it is about like you're supposed to plant them at some point or whatever. And I know that he isn't good for his little space anymore, but like I'm a little overwhelmed with those things,
yeah.
But I do love it. I it's helped me to only water once a week. Like, to only look at them on Sundays and to chill out a little bit, because my problem was always overwatering them.
Sure.
Like, every time I walk by, I'd be like, oh, they must be thirsty. And so now I actually, on Sundays, I just check the soil, and it's, like, part of my, like, sort of routine.
That's good.
But what I'm hearing is that Brandon could really win some points with his wife if you just slowly start buying gifts of plants for a while.
Just bring them in randomly?
Yeah, just, like, and, like, surprise her for a little plant one at a time, but, like, find out one for Mary that's, like, very livable with low maintenance, and then slowly add ones,
so
and
so
she gets
some
plants. See, I think succulents are harder. People say that, but I've killed...
Succulents are not easy.
You know how many airplanes I've killed?
A lot of, you're not alone.
But I thought they were going to be the easiest thing. They don't need anything.
They don't need anything.
But yet I killed it.
Well.
How?
Well, airplanes are tough.
Yeah.
You have to find the happy medium between watering. So, like, they can sit anywhere. But if they dry out, then they're going to die. And if you overwater them, they're going to rot. So, like, you have to find that happy medium. I found a spray, not dunking in the water, but a spray every 2 weeks is the way to go.
Interesting.
In the very center of the air plant.
Because I have a cute
You mentioned
one.
That your children might kill your plants. I have found in my very little time being a retail owner with children who come in here often, they are so excited about a plant when their parents buy one. Because, and I help, you know, with this when I'm checking people out. It's like by saying something like, okay, now you have to take care of this little guy. You know, and kids are like, oh,
yeah,
like this is kind of like a baby or like a pet. I need to really care for it. And as long as the parents are fostering that type of, like, you know, care for the plant, like the plant is alive. It has feelings. It can hear music. It, you know, there have been studies about stuff like that.
That's so weird. But yeah,
then kids are really receptive and they'll want to take care of the plant. Now they will overwater if you let them. But, you know, but I think if you bring your plant home to the right, in the right way with your kids involved in the care of your plant, you'll be shocked at how into it they become.
I feel like my kids probably need a terrarium.
Maybe.
Or they can't.
Like a glass boundary. Yeah, yeah. Like, do not go beyond this glass boundary. Yeah. Although you'd be surprised. I find them to be even more difficult than just a regular house plant.
The terrarium, I feel like it would be actually harder. No, I love these huge ones too. Those though, you have to like, I mean, it takes a long time to grow a plant like that, but you've got to like save up for those guys.
Yeah,
they're not
the cheapest.
Yeah, because they're huge. They're
huge, yeah. But they also, you know, and when somebody does come in and buy a really large plant for me, I'm very specific about what I've done and how I'm caring for it and what it needs, like, to grow.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll keep in contact. I mean, I keep in contact with a lot of my customers. But if somebody does come in and invest in a really large house plant that is not cheap, I am very careful about how to tell them, this is what I would do. These are the best ways to do it. Keep in contact with me.
Yeah.
Because it is an investment. And, you know, I have a lot of house plants that I spent probably too much money on in the past. But if it's your passion.
Oh, yeah. They become like friends. I mean, so once I was in here, I actually started, and I bought some from you, I actually started naming them. And I was just even more fun. I put little name tags on them.
It's so fun.
Yes, and I love the puns that go with, like, I just thought it was so fun. Like, my Ticonderoga is my cactus.
Your
pencil cactus.
Yeah.
He's so cool. He just, like, I don't know. He looks like he has these little arms, and he's
out here somewhere. I feel like you could even give him a nickname, Tico.
I could.
I mean, like...
Right now, he's pretty proper still, but maybe he's ready for a nickname.
Maybe
I'll see, yeah.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing great.
He's 3 months old now.
He is, see? And he still looks great, and I don't water him every Sunday.
I mean,
he doesn't need it.
He's older than 3 months because she bought him, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but he's 3 months in my life.
Right, right.
Which is pretty good.
Is he bringing you joy?
He's bringing me a lot of joy.
See?
I love him.
See? Mission accomplished.
Exactly.
I mean, I know it's different for every plant, but how long does, like, a house plant usually last?
Well, oh my gosh. Well, a houseplant can last forever.
It's all about the care.
It's all about the care. And, you know, a houseplant like this is eventually, and I'm pointing, nobody can see me, but I am pointing to a money tree plant that's sitting right here to my right in a 6-inch pot, and it's doing really, really well. It's very happy. But eventually he will outgrow this pot. And when he does... it will be my responsibility to put him in a larger pot. If I left him in here, eventually he would lose his leaves and he wouldn't be his happiest self. And he could die.
That's what's happening to me.
But, yes, we do have a level of responsibility in keeping our houseplants alive. And they can be alive for a very long time, if not forever. You know, I've heard of so many stories of people having, like, generations old plants. Like, this was my grandmother's plant, and then she gave it to my mom, and now it's mine.
I actually have a deep regret story with that. My mom loved plants and was definitely better than I am. And she loved aloe vera and had, like, this, like, gargantuan guy. And we'd get roots for whatever. And when she passed away, I got a big portion of that plant. Oh, he is not alive still.
Oh,
it's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
And he was giant. And I just... yeah, so I bought myself a smaller one. I'm doing okay with it. The aloe vera seems to be a little tricky, too.
Aloe vera is a strange plant. I'll give you that. I mean, it's very, like, I guess you think you know what you're doing at first. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, he's
not
doing great.
Okay.
I struggled, too, with my aloe vera plant. And just now, and I've had it for a couple of years, just now I repotted it into better soil. I will say that. It's in, like... succulents and cactus soil now, which is very, like, rocky, like lava rock, and
interesting,
and hardly any, like, real soil. It's called soilless soil, which is funny.
Huh.
But I repotted into that and put it in a window that gets full sun, and it is happier than ever.
Interesting.
It gets sun all day, and I water it once a week, and it's happy. I think it's a lot of trial and error with plants.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you kill a plant. It's okay.
Yeah.
There are so many plants. You know, I know it doesn't feel good.
right.
It doesn't feel good to kill anything, like, especially something that's alive and living in your home with you. But it's okay because it's a learning experience. I mean, we do this with anything. When nobody's an expert at the outset.
Yeah.
So do trial and error and let that go and then start again.
What are some, switching a little bit from plants, but still from how you got here to plants, before you came to this, what were some things that you've done in your life previous to this? Like careers, jobs, things that you...
Yeah. So I went to PC and studied
PC.
Presbyterian College, I'm sorry.
Oh, our new city administrator went there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I went to meet her.
Yeah.
Did you go to the basketball games?
I didn't ever go to the basketball games.
You know, they were in the tournament for, like, the first time ever.
Yes, I
did
know that.
Fun.
Presbyterian College, I did go to a lot of football games, a lot of tailgating, it was a wonderful experience. I loved PC.
Yeah.
Which is what we call it. The locals in Clinton call it PC College.
Preferring College?
Yeah. but I loved going there. And then I studied English, left there, and went to work for mostly engineering, architectural, and construction companies after that.
Oh, how funny.
For like my 15 or 16 year span of career.
Okay.
And the majority of my work was sales and marketing.
Okay.
So.
No English.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean,
you got to speak it when you talk.
Sure.
I did use my English degree, I would say, in articulating myself and being able to write good emails.
Yes.
Being able to write proposal work
for
winning new projects. But some of the companies I've worked for most recently are Macmillan Paz and Smith Architecture, which is a big architectural firm in Greenville, and several other cities throughout South Carolina and North Carolina, and then Triangle Construction Company, which is, they've been in business since 1947 in Greenville, and they have one sole office location on Lawrence Road.
Okay, cool.
And they occupy like 7 acres on Lawrence Road, which is shocking to me.
That is crazy.
Yeah. They said that when they started their business or their construction company, the only thing surrounding them on the motor mile was farmland.
That's crazy.
Yes. So, like, the motor mile has basically grown up around them.
Yeah.
And they're in this really cool, like, mid-century modern building. But anyway, I have enjoyed my sales and marketing career, and it has helped me.
Yeah.
I think in this retail situation, I've got a lot of experience in social media, website development, community engagement and involvement. So I'm bringing that to Wilder and the Good Market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we kind of get into our random weird questions at the end that we always ask.
Oh, cool.
Anything else you'd like to tell people about, plants, about your business, anything?
You know, I think what I'd like to say is please come and see.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, come see Wilder and the Good Market. We love having people in. Even if we always say, even if we don't have a sale, we just like to talk to people.
Yeah.
We just want to get to know you. So I would say that. And then also, if you are a first time plant owner or not a plant owner and you're intimidated by the whole process, we have something for you. Like, no question. And we can help. And I'm here, and I do want to help, and I love to help, and I love to talk, and I love to hear about your struggles or your successes. I'm open to any of that.
Yeah, y'all do like workshops or anything?
Not yet.
Oh, that would be a great idea, actually.
Not yet, but yes, that is coming. In fact, there's so many awesome artisans in this area. We have such an amazing art community in Greenville, from pottery to paintings and so much that I think that I could easily take advantage of plants and something else. Like, a local potter who makes pots.
Yes.
I would love to get involved with them in addition to planting or potting a plant of mine and doing a cool workshop like that.
Oh yeah.
Throw in some wine or coffee and
And you're right beside a wine shop.
Lemonade
and wine. Maybe that'll mix well. Yeah. Oh, and real quick, tell us also about the mural.
Oh yeah. So, the Good Market and Wilder Plant Shop are located inside of a main street building that on its, south facing wall.
It's Shortfield side.
The Shortfield side. It's the wall. It's the wall between my shop and Shortfield's. Is completely bare, and it is in desperate need of murals. And as you know, Travelers Rest here, there are so many new murals popping up all over the town. And this wall feels left out. So we have partnered loosely with, so far, with Blank Canvas Mural Company, who has done a lot of the murals around here. And we're raising funds to paint a beautiful wrap around the building mural of a magnolia tree. Kind of symbolizing that will be kind of flowing in the wind and I don't know, just a resting place.
Yeah.
So we're raising funds to help us, secure the artist.
Yeah.
And we're applying for the grant with the City of Travelers Rest for the Facade Improvement Program. There's a GoFundMe page.
Awesome.
That I hope people will go visit. It's on my Instagram and the Good Market's Instagram pages right now, along with the rendering you can see the rendering.
Yeah, it's not going to be black and white, or
it won't be black and white. It's still cool. It's like I kind of liked it black.
Yeah,
and white,
it's
but
fun.
We'll see.
Say, but I don't think I've ever seen a black and white.
Very movie. Cool. Right?
I know it could be really cool.
I thought so too, but and you know we don't know the final artwork yet. That's coming in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Once we get it and it's been approved, we'll replace the one that's on the GoFundMe page and our Instagram account.
Sure.
With the new rendering, so people can see really what is coming and get more excited and hyped about it. But yeah, it's coming.
And yeah, and it definitely needs it. I mean, like that's a wall that like
needs it. It needs it. And it would look so good. And,
yeah,
and I think really draw people in.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's fun. Yeah. Okay, so we always ask three really random questions from this deck of cards. So
are these for me or do you guys?
We all answer them. Okay, yep. And sometimes they're serious and sometimes they're silly. So the first one is: if you could rid the world of one piece of modern technology, what would it be? You're going to get rid of a piece of modern technology.
Social media technology.
I don't know, but close. I mean, we could call that. I don't know if it counts as technology, but you might have to just do the whole phone.
We're talking about a device here, not like a software or like a platform. We're talking about a device. Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, I feel like it is. Technology, I feel like, is like an actual thing. Don't you?
Yes.
Okay, I think so.
Electric cars. Let's get rid of them.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean,
well, that's not very like environmental.
Think about, I mean, there is the other side of like
close
how much
your
those
ears,
batteries,
owners, close your ears.
How much those batteries cost, how
yeah,
they
how they actually get the batteries.
Yeah, there's a lot of questionable
not
things.
Very good.
I could be convinced either way on that one. So yeah, okay. Electric cars.
I'm gonna say GoPro. Whenever I watch somebody's GoPro,
just wish it was gone.
I'm like
dizzy, and
I'm so dizzy from your weird GoPro.
Yeah,
I don't want it. I don't want your GoPro in your face.
Yeah,
as you're jumping out of an airplane.
I get that.
I don't like a GoPro. I'm sorry,
that's
but
a good
like,
one.
Get it gone.
Man, I don't know what I'd get rid of. I honestly, I want to say phone, but I understand that the three of us here would. I actually think we'd all reinvent ourselves, right? We'd have real people.
Yeah,
we'd have real conversations. We'd be fine.
Well, like people have been here without cell phones.
Without cell phones
in our lifetime.
Yeah.
We just have to change all of our names to like AAA, so we'd be the first ones in the phone.
Yes,
books.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
or you
really
just
what
walk
I miss.
To a place. You just yeah.
I think I really do actually miss like a landline, like
oh, yeah.
somebody calling me. And I'm not there.
Oh, I miss it for my kids, too, because, you know, when I got a phone call growing up, someone else usually answered the phone, so then someone was aware who I was talking to. You couldn't go hide or send a picture.
No.
So, like, it was almost the whole family knew. Someone, my brother was usually listening in on the other line, like, breathing.
I think it's going to be my next tattoo, actually, is, like, a landline with my old home phone number.
That'd be awesome.
I gotta figure out how to like make it all flow together.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you get like one of those rotary phones to go with
it.
Yes.
It might be rotary. I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, that's really fun.
And the cord that like
yeah,
stretches all the way across the room.
We always had the one right over like you know the trash can.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
Yes, that's where they all were.
Yeah,
yeah. And
the kitchen.
We have one of the family farm in Virginia. It's mustard yellow, and actually,
same.
Funny.
I had the same mustard yellow one.
I literally
think they were all mustard yellow.
Yeah.
Yes, I just texted my Oma like this past week and said like, hey, if you ever take that off the wall, I want it as a souvenir because. As a souvenir, but you know, like just it's just classic.
Yeah.
All right, more seriously, is there a difference? This is interesting. Is there a difference between loving someone and being in love with them? I mean,
loving someone and being in love?
Absolutely.
Yeah
definitely.
I think
yeah.
so. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even someone, let's narrow it down to even romantically or like to someone like, because obviously you aren't in love with your children, but you love them. But even like, what's the difference between being in love with someone and being loving them?
Well, like, I'm in love with my wife, but I love my mom and dad.
Right. Yeah,
sure.
So even you can extend that out to friends, too.
Like, yeah, you're not
I suppose,
in love with
like,
them.
The difference to me
you still
is that,
love
like,
people,
if
yeah.
I'm the person that I'm in love with, my husband, Ivan, is, like, he's, like, an extension of me. Like, he, like... we are 1,000% just like attached.
Yeah.
And so like I can be 1,000% who I am and he is 1,000% who he is. And there's no holding back in anything that we do together. But in situations where I love someone, I do have a tendency to hold back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's interesting.
It's a bit of a protection mechanism, I guess. Like I don't have to really protect myself from the person I'm in love with because he's in love with me. I know that we are going to love each other and be in love no matter what. But, like, with a person that I love, I love them and I want to take care of them and not, like, hurt their feelings. Or
anything.
So, like, I have to be – you have to be careful with the people that you love. I mean, you have to be careful with the people that you're in love with, too. But at the same time, like, they're going to always be there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
but
it does.
counterbalance. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Okay. We're getting real deep here.
Do it.
So if you still love them, shouldn't you tell them what they need to hear?
The person that I love or am in love with?
The person that you love. You said you was holding back from because you didn't want to hurt their feelings. But if you do love them, shouldn't you tell them what they need to hear?
Okay, fair. Fair point. But also...
I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm playing devil's advocate.
I like it.
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. And maybe it's wrong. Maybe that's wrong.
No, I think that's interesting.
It's a hard line to toe, for sure.
It is.
Yeah. And I do think you hear that sometimes, like in romantic comedies, like so a movie of like, okay, I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. You know, that idea of how that... And we know what it means, kind of. You know, we know that break of like, oh, I love you, but I don't feel those in love feelings. But interesting. We could even ask more, can you be in love with more than one? Is that by the nature of being in love, that needs to be like, no, that's your committed relationship.
I feel like it took me so long to realize that I actually was ever in love. That I don't think I could ever, like, do that with anyone. It's a lot of work.
How long are you married?
15 years.
Excellent. Way to go.
Actually, 15 years, like, next month.
15 this year.
Aw, congratulations, guys.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
To be in love and to remain...
I think it's active. I actually think that's an interesting thing we could talk about too in a whole other. But like that in love, I think that's an active thing. You guys have to actively
be in love.
Yeah, you have to actively pursue your spouses for that to keep being true.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
All right.
That was deep.
Yeah, we're deep. We can do some marital counseling.
You know what I think? I'm going to think about that for longer in the day and be like, what is the difference? I don't know.
I hope your spouses listen to this though. I love that you're still in love with your husband.
Listen to this.
He'll listen. He better listen.
Maybe the one episode she was on.
She listened to that. That's right. We did get to have her as a guest. All right. What's one thing? This might go hand in hand with what you just talked about, but what's one thing that can instantly make your day better? Something that just happens and your day gets better because of it.
Instantly gets better.
I mean, there are lots of little things, I think, but I do love little surprises. Something totally unexpected that's positive, not something unexpected that's negative. That happens plenty. But like, you know, like I've had, I don't know, a friend pop over and be like, hey, look, I happen to be at the store and I know you love cupcakes and I brought you this cupcake or whatever, you know, just this like a little pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I was gonna say something like random acts of kindness from people or getting good news from, you know, like maybe the teacher calls and says, kid did really good, something good or something.
Yeah, hearing compliments about people you love, I think that's always really
good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
For me, in my aging, not that I'm really that old, right, guys?
You're not.
But as I age, I find the happiness in, like, very small little things now. Mm. Like, just the act of going outside and sitting and, like, enjoying nature.
Yeah.
Or, you know what's funny? I used to hear people say this kind of thing when I was younger and be like, oh my gosh, that's so annoying. But like, I love to see birds on my bird feeder.
Yes.
You know, like...
We so quickly become bird people.
It's so funny how you just make a switch from being like, you know, a 20-something into your 40s and you're just like, oh, look at that, nut hatch.
Yes, exactly.
So look at the crest on that nut hatch.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like most of the time when I'm cleaning a car, I got like headphones on and stuff. Sure. Listening to podcasts or music or whatever. But like sometimes I'm like, I just enjoy hearing the birds chirp.
It's so nice.
This is who we are now. We just love birds.
This is who we've become.
This is really what getting old is.
It's not so bad.
It's not. I will say it's not. It is the little things.
That's true.
I think for me that I've become more attuned to.
Yeah. I totally agree.
That really kind of lift me up.
Yeah.
All right. So where do we find you on Facebook, Instagram, website?
Okay, so I only have one source of communication.
No problem.
I did that on purpose because I only wanted to manage mine. It's on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @WilderTR.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy to remember.
And it's cute. You share a lot of fun stuff. And
yeah. And if you if you follow Traveler's Rest here, you'll be able to find me.
Yeah.
Because you've been so kind to promote the business and take videos and post them. That's been so nice. But yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
It's so fun.
All right, Lacey, where do we find you at?
Instagram and Facebook, and then sign up for our weekly newsletter. That's been growing like crazy, which has been
fantastic.
How many
do you have now? How many
I'm literally 4 shy from 4,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Yeah, and it's really been, the newsletter has been a surprise and a lot of fun, because it really seems like a lot of people read it, and definitely very engaged audience.
This morning.
Yeah, thank you.
But you have that many followers on Instagram.
No, she's got like a million on Instagram.
Yeah. It's almost 18,000.
Oh,
almost.
My gosh.
So, you know, I had like over 18,000.
You're essentially like an influencer.
What does it take to be an influencer?
Influencer in TR.
Yeah, that's right. TR in micro, a micro.
I love that.
Yeah.
A trendfluencer.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm
sorry.
I'm going to take that back. I wish I could take that back.
You can't.
I wish I could have that edited out.
We don't believe in editing here.
Oh my gosh, darn.
All right, you can find me at Tim's Mobile Detailing on all the platforms. Thanks for having us. This was fun, easy conversation.
So yeah, and thanks again to our sponsors, Cope and Crew. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.